Hello, hello. Welcome to our show. I am DJ Morgs, and I'm here with my lovely co-host.
What's up, guys? It's DJ Abe. Get ready. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a good one.
We are new to the radio. This is our, I guess, third time on air now.
Pretty much.
I mean, we did training approximately 5 hours ago, so we are professionals.
Absolutely, yeah. We've had a lot of experience, many hours of it.
So our theme this week, it did take a while for us to think of it.
Yeah. We've narrowed it down to floating down a river. That's our theme for this week.
Yeah, so we want our show to be, you know, relaxing. You know, if you want to play us in the background, do some homework, we're totally okay with that. But we also want you to escape from school and have a good night. So that's us, and we're super excited about
it. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we aspire to be your chill spot. You know, you just want to relax, do some homework, think about your life. But when you come to our show, we want you to forget about all your worries about school, all your homework. I mean, you can do homework while you listen to us, but this is a stress-free zone. Don't forget that.
A stress-free zone. So with that in mind, starting off the night with one of my favorite songs right now. I go through phases, but this is one of my favorites. It is called Barcelona, and it's inspired by my summer trip to Spain. Shout out to my Spain friends listening. Hello, guys. Yeah, so it's kind of my favorite song right now, and it's relaxing, and I kind of played it before, and I was like, you know what? This is a song we're going to start off with. So I hope you enjoy, and here we go.
All right, we got Barcelona by George Ezra. All right, guys. So that was Hunger by Florence and the... What was it, Morgan?
It was Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machines. Never heard of that before.
We're so excited. They have really good music. Kind of weird, kind of cool. I like it. I like something different.
All right. So listen, it's September. Uni just started. We're all getting into our school year and midterms are quickly approaching. So you might be thinking, you know, really got to get my stuff together. But we're here to remind you that shit happens. And, you know, we all mess up from time to time.
Morgan and I were... Yeah, it's not all smooth sailing over here.
Absolutely. Morgan and I were just going over some... some pretty embarrassing stuff that happened to us in the past few weeks. Morgan, want to start us off?
Yes, the mess of the week for me, the big L. This week, I'm my third year. You think I would kind of know the campus by now. I was kind of half asleep. It was a morning-ish class. I'm not going to feel the time because it was not in the morning, but whatever. I went to class in the arts building, and when I showed up to what I thought was my class, I sat down, got comfortable, front row. I'm eager. I'm ready to learn. And I keep seeing people walk in and they're, I just don't recognize them, kind of waiting for a turn, a shift. The prof walks in and I realize I am in the wrong class.
Nice.
And we are in week 3.
What do you do in that moment? Do you stay and endure it or do you get the hell out of there?
So I kind of, do I wait it out or do I do the sprint? And I decided, you know what, I'm not gonna stay in here for over an hour. I sprinted out of there and I realized that the floors are symmetrical. So I went up one level of stairs and my class was on the second floor. So I got there kind of ish on time and it was okay. But how embarrassing is that? Like, come on. Going to the wrong class and it's third year. I mean, at least you would have an excuse. So can you top that?
I'm not sure I can top that, but I was just in a tutorial last night. If anyone in my film tutorial is listening, they'll they'll laugh a bit. My tutorial, I consider myself really, you know, knowledgeable about film. So I was in my film tutorial and I was just throwing out answers left and right and they were all wrong. Oh man, it was embarrassing. My TA literally looked at me like, listen, man, stop raising your hand. You're just giving out
just
some
stop right now. Wrong You're not answers. Helping.
Yeah, but stuff like that happens, man. I mean, just because you get the answers wrong doesn't mean you shouldn't raise your hand, even if you are wasting everyone's time.
Yeah, and if you show up to the wrong class, not the end of the world. You know, it panned out for me. I just got a couple extra steps in there, but yeah, not the end of the world. And we're here to share that with you.
Exactly. You know, just regardless of what happens, you know, there are a lot of shitty things that are going to happen in every year of uni. In fact, in every week of uni. Regardless of it, you got to leave the past behind you. You know, keep it going. Go harder every week, as I like to say.
There you go.
All right, our next song. When was the last time you heard this song? This is Pompeii by Bastille. This is a classic. Enjoy. All right, guys? So we're nearing the end of our show, but we're just gonna have some casual conversation. I mean, to be honest, this went by a lot quicker than we thought it would.
Interesting facts about ourselves, and then, you know, that kind of turned into celebrities, and then it kind of turned into gossip. But we're trying to stay on the inspirational side of things. So, DJ Abe, what did you got for me?
All right, so during the break, I found this interesting fact on my phone. So for those of you that know James Cameron, he's a Canadian director. He directed Avatar, he directed Terminator, he directed Titanic. He's had a ton of bangers in his career. So James Cameron, up until age 24, he was a truck driver in LA. No interest in film whatsoever. He read a book that discussed film technology, and he was like, hey, why not, you know, get a small gig on a film set? So he took the gig on the film set, and it went horribly. It was the worst experience of his life. He went home that night, and he had a nightmare about a robot that was sent from the future to kill him. And then he thought of the idea for Terminator.
That's pretty cool.
I know. It came out of nowhere. But basically, the point of the story is it doesn't really matter where you start. It matters where you go. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. That's pretty cool. I mean, I wish I could say, you know, I had an inspirational dream. But, you know, when I go to sleep, I just sleep right through. So maybe it's coming. Maybe my calling is coming. You know, I'll go to bed tonight. And, you know, I'm going to be a radio show host for the rest of my life here. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But with that, I think we're going to go on to our next song. Yeah, we're going to keep the vibes rolling. So without further ado.
All right.
Let's get some Hozier on.
Here's From Eden by Hozier. This one goes out to Shazia. Enjoy.
Oh. Hello, hello. We're back. And it is already just close to 11, and that's the end.
Time went by real fast.
We survived our first show. Oh, so exciting. Kind of a pressure off our shoulders. We made it. Yeah, we want to thank everyone for listening tonight, far and wide. Friends in States tuning in. There's a little bit of a delay, but they're tuning in. Luke, Calvin, hi. Lainey out in Seattle-ish area. My roommates, I better road over, so that's exciting. Jew, hi, Julia. Yeah, so that's kind of it. Would you like to give any shout-outs?
Yeah, I mean, you're a lot more popular than I am, apparently, but...
Your phone blowing up over there, come on.
Shout-out to the mom, how are you doing? And the other mom, Shazia.
Oh, hi, mom. Oh, I feel so bad.
You know, shout-out to my friends at WCH on my floor. Shout-out to my day ones from high school. They're listening in. So, yeah, we want to close these shows off with a bit of food for thought, whether it's a quote, whether it's, you know, anything inspirational. We just like to close your night off with something that'll make you feel good, something that'll put a positive image in your head for the rest of the night. So yeah. Morgan has a quote for us. Take it away.
Yeah, so take what you will with this. Food for thought for everyone. So this quote is by Dennis E. Kimbrough. Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it.
I like that. What does that mean to you?
What does that mean to me? Oh, put me on the spot here. I think it all depends on how you take things as you get given.
Yeah,
you know, okay. As someone hands you something, what you take from it.
Yeah.
You know, you can come to university and you can get your degree and leave. Or you can come to university and learn a ton about yourself, get your degree, develop networks, and then go out to the real world. I think that's what it means to me.
Okay.
And yeah, so whatever you guys think, life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react
like
to
that.
It.
To me, it means attitude. Like you, of course, sometimes you control what happens to you, sometimes you don't. But regardless, it's all about your attitude. It's all about how you bounce back from it, or it's all about how modest you are in receiving those. You know what I mean?
I do.
Your attitude throughout your entire life, your attitude is going to take you really far. And on that note, I think we're just about done. It's 11 p.m.
Yep, I think we have reached our limit. And yeah, we're excited for next week. So tune in. It should be another great night.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. How do you feel about the first show, DJ?
So excited. It was awesome. So much fun.
Hopefully you guys liked it too. Hopefully you want to tune in next Thursday, 10 to 11, same time.
For a great after show.
Oh, yeah.
This is DJ Morg.
This was DJ Abe. Have a great night,
guys.
Happy Hoko. We're going to close it off with Next to Me by Imagine Dragons. And we'll see you guys next week.